First of all, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all the delegates.
University Provost Adam Wheeler launching the conference and greeting more than 600 delegates eager to discuss and debate burning issues of languages in society. He's delighted to welcome them.
It's tremendous to see the university as one of the country's leading international research universities hosting SS18. It's a tremendous event, bringing scholars from across the world together to talk about sociolinguistics.
Preparing for the international event has been an 18-month labour of love for research fellow Dr. Darren Paffy. He says it's a fascinating subject.
Sociolinguistics is about what language does in society. So it's not just about it being a way of speaking and communicating thoughts and words and concepts, but actually, you know, what happens when you've got two or more languages in one society? Which one is taught in education? Which one can you use if you go to court? You know, how do we use language differently with our relatives as opposed to our, you know, employers and so on? All of these are areas that sociolinguists are interested in, how language is used for very practical and very everyday purposes.
Hundreds of sessions across the campus over the 4 days covered the changing role of languages in areas as diverse as migration, sport, entertainment, and tourism. And it's not just about the well-known languages.
Wat soll ich suchen? Soll ich etwas Plätzebüe suchen? Wat kann ich gerne hören von mir?
Bibi Hujambo. How about is Southampton?
Shand gul za'ba al-Buhari al-Kurdistani.
That's Luxembourgish, Key Swahili and Kurdish from delegates to SS18. Head of Modern Languages and event organiser Professor Claire Mar Molinero says the variety of papers presented reflects the development of the subject, and they go beyond a straightforward analysis of spoken and written language.
It's a sign of how sociolinguistics has evolved over the 30 years since this series began, that we no longer just talk about micro detail on language, we're actually looking about how language impacts on society. So it's surprising how some of the papers almost don't seem to be about language. They'll be about migration or attitudes or transnationalism or education or policy. And there's a really good variety of that kind of more macro approach. Very interdisciplinary, people coming with all sorts of different approaches, different backgrounds, and ready to think outside the box too, not just be sort of conventional.
It's a great opportunity for modern languages students to get involved with the running of an academic conference for the first time.
I was really glad to help, and also this is a very useful experience for me to help to run such a big conference. I think for my academic experience is really a really good opportunity.
I thought it'd be a great experience, fascinating to meet academics from all over the world. I have had an interest in sociolinguistics when I studied it before, so I thought it'd be fascinating to be able to come meet the academics who are researching it and see some of the papers being presented as well.
Very good, very good. I enjoyed a lot and I met a lot of people.
And those friendships forged at SS18 could prove invaluable in their academic careers. The next event, SS19, will be held in Berlin in 2012.